Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock, and again, continuing with our preseason high school football previews, we're going south of the border to Mountain Home, Arkansas. Talk Bomber football with head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers, Steve Airey. Hey, Coach, how we doing?
How's my man Gary doing?
I'm grinning from ear to ear. You know, it's that time of year.
Yeah, it's the best time of the year.
Well, here it is, 22's behind us. It's 23 now, and how did the off-season go for your Mountain Home Bombers?
By far our best off-season, by far. You know, we come in, first year was COVID, second year Coach Ackland left and Coach Mallett was in. And then the third year, Coach Mallett was playing spring ball and didn't get a whole lot done in the spring. Darren's now back, and he got in with us the spring. It's just we've had something kind of solid for the first time in 3 years. So yeah. It's been good, by far the best.
Well, you know, last year you're a little young, and we was talking before we went on. You had a seasoned line, but some changes in the trenches this year, I hear.
Yeah, you know, we were senior heavy on the offensive line. We got one returning guy back on the offensive line, but we got all of our skills back. Mm-hmm. So we feel really good where our skill set is. Our offensive linemen have gotten stronger and added weight, and we feel pretty good about them as well. And then, like I said again, second year in a row with Coach Ackland having a good off season in the weight room, we expect our offense to look a lot different this year.
So maybe a little more reacting than thinking.
Yeah. I think we know where we're going. I think we know what we're doing. We're playing a lot faster. Our tempo is real good. We got about three running backs that can haul the mail instead of one. Mm-hmm. Seven or eight guys that can catch the ball. We're deep. We get depth, I guess is the correct word. We have more depth than what we've had. And like I said, I think Darren's going to be – Coach Ackland's going to do a good job with the offense this year.
Well, you know, you and I had talked about this when you were at West Plains with the Zizzers. And, you know, I mean, you really emphasized it once – you know, I think it was – through that first year, or maybe it was second, where you said depth is everything. I can't, you know, I'm not in the SCA anymore where I can have, you know, 13 football players and win an SCA championship. I've got to have, you know, 22, 24 dogs. And
yes.
Is that kind of, you getting closer to that there in Mountain Home?
We're getting closer to that. You know, we're still a few people away, but, We got a few spots we could definitely get better in, and we're about 75% there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and now who are some players that you're pretty excited about that the fans there in Mountain Home is going to get to see on Friday nights that is going to go wow?
Well, we got our quarterback back, KJ, so he's going to be a returning starter for us, and he had a really good. He's just adopted Darren's offense really well. We've had a running back emerge that was kind of quiet last year, but a young man named Chris Hubbard, he's about 5'9", 200 pounds, and he's a load to tackle right now. He's really looked good. We have our leading receiver back in Jet Hannaford, and Jet was our leading receiver, and he just tracks the ball really well and runs really crisp routes, and he's going to be a good piece for us. And we got a lot of pieces surrounding those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Those three are going to be our primary guys on offense, and then on defense we've got kind of a star, so to speak. Robert Dover was our he's been really high recruited for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a defensive end, and he's got about 11 offers FCS right now, and he's special.
See, so, one of the kids that, you know, opponents, they have to game plan about him, right?
Yeah, they're thinking of ways to double him in a pass situation, get two guys on him, block him. They're thinking about what are we going to do to run away from him. And, you know, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to be part of the game plan every Friday night.
So, Mountain Home Bombers, you got a jamboree or a scrimmage game coming up?
In Arkansas, they call it a benefit game. So we'll play a four-quarter game, but we'll play multiple. You know, we're going to play our ones, our twos, and our threes. They'll all get some reps. And we're going down to Jonesboro, Arkansas. Like I said, and they call it a benefit game. And it's four quarters, special teams, clock's running, stop the clock, officiated. So it's just like a Friday night game, except you're playing a lot of kids.
What night's that going to take place? The 25th or?
It's going to take place Friday the 18th.
Friday the 18th. And now, when do you open your season and who with?
We're going to go down on the 25th to Nettleton. Mm-hmm. And so we'll go to Jonesboro back-to-back weeks. And we'll play Nettleton. Now, that's called week zero in Arkansas. They call it week zero.
Yeah.
But that'll be our first game.
Yep, and it's here. Coach Erie, thanks for sharing that with us. You still got a lot of fans, you know, here in the SCA, and we've got a lot of listeners down around Mountain Home as well. We appreciate you taking the time to chat with us, and we'll do it again here real soon.
All right, Gary. Man, keep in touch. I miss you guys.